Breakers, don't do me like that. It's going to be an interesting show today because we've got a hell of a lot of stuff to get through. And you may have been interested in the result of the court case that was held yesterday. You know, it sort of takes a while to put things in perspective. Last year, there was an issue with the municipal... the financial manager of the municipality, Mr. Rajkumar. He was put on suspension because he was considered to be imprudent with the council funds because he had opened a couple of accounts for various good reasons, by the way, and it was expedient then to use that as an excuse to put him on suspension because, well, we have an idea that maybe there was an opportunity for certain operators to take advantage of the space that would leave to get their hands on some cash. That's the short form. Penny Faria, our journalist at large, has been following the story very, very closely, and she's been in court yesterday and is here now to tell us all about it. Welcome, Penny. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Dave, and hello to all the listeners. The Durban High Court was Friday. The appearance was
Friday. I beg your pardon. That's important.
What's a day or two, yeah. So the High Court judge, Judge Masipa, she delivered a resolute decision last Friday. She dismissed with costs Kwadukusa Municipality's attempt to appeal her ruling that she granted on the 20th of September last year, which temporarily put a stop to the disciplinary inquiry against KDM's chief financial officer, Shamir Rajkumar. And her dismissal was influenced by the fact that Rajkumar has filed two applications against the municipality, and she deemed it necessary to await the outcome of these reviews before proceeding with a disciplinary inquiry. Now, we did cover the two reviews last year. The one was with regards to two applications which were filed. The first one was the local civic groups. They wanted to be part of the hearing and attend the proceedings to ensure there was transparency and accountability. And then the other one was, I mean, this was quite serious. There were serious, illegal things that were done in the process when Shamir was actually put on suspension, and he's questioned the process. So he filed an urgent application with the High Court to possibly deem the outcome null and void. And those two hearings are now before the High Court, and they still have to be heard. And
despite that, the judge found that there were irregularities, and
no, they haven't ruled on these two reviews. So they're waiting the outcome, which will be heard in the next couple of weeks. And what Kwadukusa Municipality wanted to go ahead and continue with the disciplinary hearing. And the argument was that what happens if the court rules the proceedings null and void, then what will they do?
Oh, I see. So that's what's happened. The suspension has been put on hold. The finalization of the suspension, but it effectively means that he is still suspended, isn't he? He's not working.
Yeah, he has been suspended with full pay. Now, you know, the voting which was in favor of his suspension was tainted with corruption and irregularity. So that's a serious allegation against Kwadukusa. And the open access, obviously the transparency and accountability, he's a public figure, he's probably the second head Kwadukusa, so we have the right to ensure that these, the proceedings are fair and just.
And you've been from the get-go, and you've been following these things very closely and reporting on them. And what is your impression? Do you think that all is above board, or do you think that there is something more sinister at play?
Well, I just want to go back. You know, Advocate Kaboni, he's representing KDM's counsel. He actually argued in court on Friday that the judge had erred in her interdict, when she granted her interdict, to disallow KDM to appeal against her judgment, which she issued last year, the 20th of September. And he said the judge's decision was flawed, and she was seeking opportunity to challenge it. And she found there was no reasonable prospects that the appeal was going to succeed. And she didn't pull any punches. When she addressed Kwadukusa Municipality, she criticized them. And this is a High Court judge. She's an expert in labor law. She's got a wealth of experience behind her belt. And she criticized the municipality, what she called them unjust and unwarranted litigation costs on the ratepayers and the misuse of public resources. And she said it was unfair for the taxpayers to foot to the legal bills of government departments who aren't going through the disciplinary process expediently. Now, if they had to appeal this interdict, they'd have to go through the Court of Appeal. She says it could take another 3 years. So it's 3 years that Mr. Raj Kumar is staying at home on full pay, and obviously he's going to have an effect on his career as well. And just by the way, the KDM has spent more than 3 million rand of ratepayers' money on legal costs and other procedures. And he was obviously placed under disciplinary precautionary suspension. Now, the crux of the matter is the municipality claims that the old bank account should have been closed sooner and that a new one should have been used earlier. And this delay allegedly led to bank charges totaling around 37,000 rand.
So they're trying to, for the sake of trying to rescue 37,000 rand, they've spent
over 3 million. And, you know, there was allegations. I mean, there have been so many speculations that the reason Kodukuza Municipality have attempted to oust the CFO, because he's known for his reputation as an honest broker and he's the guardian of the public funds. And this, to get him out of the way, will enable certain senior officials of KDM to access the 1.2 billion rand funds that were granted by Treasury for the 2022 flood damage. So the door's wide open.
And wow, so this is a very important case, yeah, as far as the ratepayers of this region are concerned. And that's, yeah, thank heavens we've got you to report on it, because there's been nothing else, nothing.
No.
I mean, you're the only journalist covering it.
Yeah. So there's been four hearings.
Let's take a bit of a breather now, because we'll play a tune, play some spots. We'll come back and unpack a little bit more, shall we? And here's Whitney Houston. How will I know? Well, you'll probably know, because Penny Faree is going to tell you.
Of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM. Experience the ultimate off-road adventure with the new Suzuki Jimny 5-door model. Now available to pre-order from Suzuki Salt Rock. More space, more legroom, same iconic off-road performance. With a choice of 6 monotone colors or 3 dual-tone body colors to choose from, contact Suzuki Salt Rock to pre-order your 5-door Jimny today. Visit the dealership in Amplali Village opposite Cindy's and view the Suzuki Salt Rock Facebook page for the latest deals today. Find your ride at the family-owned Suzuki Salt Rock.
Traveling to Johannesburg on business? Stay at Blue Hills Lodge in the heart of Midrand, close to the freeways, so you can zip to those meetings. Large luxury rooms, lush gardens and a pool, as well as Wi-Fi and off-grid power. For Bellito residents, their special offer is just 400 Rand per night, bed and breakfast per person for the first 3 months after booking. Visit bluehillslodge.com or call their Bellito sales office on 083 456 8520. That's Blue Hills Lodge in Midrand, Johannesburg.
The bond between an experienced canine handler and his dog is something special. Sergeant Clinton O'Dyer and his dog Dante are legends in the greater Bellito area. But recently Dante has been retired and the SAPS can't replace him without your help. They need to raise 60,000 Rand for a new working dog. IPSS Search and Rescue is leading the task, and on Wednesday the 24th of January, we'll hold a telethon on 88FM inviting you to contribute to the cause and to challenge your friends and competitors to equal or better your place. Together we can help to support and build this vital resource for our community.
17 minutes to 3 o'clock. Penny Fourier, journalist at large, has been following the case of Mr. Raj Kumar. He's the senior financial officer from Guadaguza, looking after the interests of you and I as far as the purse is concerned. And he's been doing a very good job, apparently. Now, just setting the scene again, in case you just joined us, he has been doing too good a job. And there are certain, shall we say, characters in the municipality that are trying to get their hands on a large sum of money that's been granted from national government for flood relief, 1.2 billion rand. It's a lot of money, and obviously a very nice prize. The only thing standing in the way is Mr. Raj Kumar, who's been put on suspension for a sort of fatuous reason. And the judge in the case that Penny heard on Friday seemed to agree with that, and is rather angry, I think, with the fact that the municipality is wasting taxpayers' or ratepayers' money in this frivolous type of court case. He spent, they said, 37 million rand irregularly by opening a
37,000
rand, beg your pardon. 37,000 rand in bank charges that were incurred because of certain banking accounts that weren't opened or closed in time. Bit of a technical thing. And to chase that 37,000 rand, the council has so far spent 3 million rand and counting in legal fees. It just doesn't make sense at all. So where to from here, Penny?
Yeah, you know, what the judge said, that if she granted that appeal, you know, it could go down to the Court of Appeal. It's going to take 3 years. So it's a long time.
And but isn't that the game generally with government, local government, national government? I mean, you saw with Jacob Zuma, the Stalingrad approach. Let us delay any kind of decision. Stay in court for as long as possible. Run up the cost as high as possible, especially if you're not paying for it. Yeah. That's lovely. We'll just use all the resources that are at our disposal to keep this thing going. In the meantime, Raj Kumar can't do his job. The 1.2 million rand is tapped into and eventually tapped out. We can see it unfolding. It's pretty good. Come the end of the exercise, guilty or not, doesn't really matter. The money's gone. Potentially.
Raj Kumar's counsel, senior advocate Salim Khan, he's instructed by his attorneys, Ace Singh Associates and Chafee and Associates. They pointed out to the judge that the CFO had initiated proceedings with the bargaining council to revoke his suspension so he can return to work and earn his salary. I mean, he's staying at home and he's still earning his salary. So he wants to go to work and earn his salary. And the KDM actually suspended him and said he can't go there because he can prejudice the workers and, you know, intimidate the witnesses. But this matter goes back to 2017 and deals with a bank charge. So it's nonsensical. So the bargaining.
But it would appear that ultimately the Guadaguza municipality, generally speaking, is operating in bad faith. And if Raj Kumar comes back to work, there's going to be a clash for sure.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Well, the bargaining council hearing was set, and he actually, the commissioner, based on the CFO's argument, said there was no reason he should be suspended given the nature of the charges. He couldn't intimidate KDM witnesses. And obviously, as I said, it was a bank practice that dates back to 2017. And also, they were introducing a new front to the legality. So if the arbitration process goes ahead and finds in favor of Raj Kumar, it could have implications on the disciplinary proceedings and potentially strengthen his position. And the KDM's representative at the bargaining council couldn't respond at the conciliation stage. He cited he didn't have a mandate from KDM. So we're going to, now there's obviously no form of conciliation, so they're going to arbitration. And arbitration, he's saying it was an unfair, an unfair labor practice. And in the court, he's stating that it was illegal. The council that took a vote to get him out didn't follow legal process.
So where to from here? What is the short story from here? What happens now?
So we are going to wait for the two review applications to be heard. And
those are imminent.
Yes, those are very imminent. And based on that, the disciplinary hearing will go ahead or not.
And if it doesn't go ahead, he comes back to work?
Yes, yeah. You know,
are there any implications for those that took the decision to suspend him in the first place?
Absolutely. You know, the finance department already has like some 37 vacancies. You know, they put someone who's a lot junior. And before that, they had 3 months of reserves in their bank accounts. And according to municipal reports, it's actually dwindled down to less than a month of reserves.
So how much money has been used in the interim?
I don't even know. No, I can't put a figure.
But it's lots of money.
But it's over
You were saying that in one ward.
There was a ward. You know, there was a speculation. I have questioned it. One ward, Ward 29, was awarded over 200 million rand from the 1.2 billion rand flood money for repairs. And you know, they there was no repairs that warranted that amount of money, and was questioned. It was put before council. My question was, did the opposition parties actually question it? You know, what happened there? Why wasn't
so? Ward 29 had little or no flood damage.
Very little flood damage.
They were awarded 200 million rand.
And then there's thing that the ward councillor of that was part of the committee that inspected the different wards and decided how much money was awarded to each of the wards from the big treasury fund that was given out by them last year.
So all I can say is that there's something rotten in the state of Denmark. Who said that once? Hamlet, I think. Doesn't really matter. It's good Shakespearean practice to look closely at these things, which you are doing.
Yeah.
You're going to continue to look closely, and you're going to follow the situation. You're going to report on the two findings coming up shortly in terms of the legal process. And from there, we'll just follow the bouncing ball.
Absolutely. And you know, with election year coming up, this is like a very critical year for our region and our country as such. And this is the time where accountability, and there's a chance now that we have to shine a light on any of the wrongdoings that are happening in Kwadukuza. And it's up to the civic organizations and the opposition parties to stand against any finds that's happening at the moment.
Well, you're doing a lovely job of shining that light, Penny, and thank you so much. We'll put this up as a podcast for those that weren't able to tune in live, but stay close. We will definitely be bringing you more on this and other matters relating to council and your hard-earned cash that is being spent, possibly not in the best and most prudent fashion. I say possibly because I'm not the judge, but certainly from what it appears to be presented right now, there is something rotten in the state of Kwadukuza. There we go, to wickedly quote Shakespeare out of context. Penny, thank you so much for joining me. And we come back in a week or so.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Penny Furi, our journalist at large. You're on the afternoon show.